I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist, and welcome to a noisy Heathrow airport. I've been at Radio Days Europe. This year the radio conference was in Paris, in France, and much has been reported already about what's been said there. More and more, this conference feels like a global meeting place for radio, not just a European meeting place, with accents from Australia, America, and others mingling in with Europeans. They say there are 1,500 delegates this time around. Next year it'll be in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. For me, the big thing was the launch of the thing that I'm recording this in right now, the new mobile phone, the LG Stylus 2. It's a mid-range, mostly unassuming Android phone with a little stylus to write handwritten notes. But it does contain one thing, a rather fine FM and DAB Plus tuner. The real game changer is that the FM and DAB Plus chip is also accessible from your own app through an open standard that theoretically allows any app full access to the radio tuner. And this opens up quite a few opportunities. The app from Commercial Radio Australia, for example, gives you a colourful tuning dial showing logos of the available radio stations as well as interactive slideshow, so you can see images of stuff you're listening to on the radio and click through to get to their website. The app from Radio Player allows stations to link to their internet stream and their DAB stream. So if you drive away from a DAB transmitter, your phone will automatically switch to the internet when the DAB signal gets too poor. Get back into the coverage area and you'll switch back on to DAB. An app from a broadcaster could automatically do that, give a listener the broadcast feed via FM or DAB+, saving them bandwidth and battery life. I've long believed that the future of radio is in many ways linked to the user experience of radio. Remembering a random number to tune into a radio station seems a bit archaic in this age, as does changing frequency as you travel. With a clever radio receiver, radio can be so much better. Getting a software addressable FM DAB Plus chip inside a mobile phone might seem a small step, but I think it's a giant one for us. So many congratulations to IDAG and to World DAB for such a seemingly simple move, and one that hopefully will enable significant innovation for radio. At last, we have a broadcast radio receiver that's connected to the internet. So let's see what innovation happens. You can get my weekly newsletter at james.crid.land, and until next time, keep listening.